Okay, I'll give you a minute to go through the list of the SWOT individually, and then form your groups and try to come up with strategic issue. Let me repeat. An issue is strategic if not addressing it or not solving it will prevent victory from fulfilling its mission of honoring God and making disciples, and not accomplishing its vision of disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation. Okay, so what do we need to do to accomplish that? Look at the weaknesses, the threats, the opportunities. And give me the issue in phrases, two words, leadership development. Okay, then we'll just articulate it later. All right? 1 minute and then group discussion. I'll tell you when. Okay. I'll give you 10 minutes. Okay? After 10 minutes, I want a spokesperson from the group. Okay? To tell me or tell the class what the issues identified are. All right? So turn around, face your group. Okay? All right? I want selection of presenter, group presenter. Okay? Index finger to the ceiling. Index finger to the ceiling. At the count of three, elect your presenter. 1, 2, 3, go. My sympathies. Yeah. Sino dito? All right. Eunice, okay. Sino presenter? Si Jack, all right. Dito, sino? That is? Wina. Dalawa ba kayong Wina?
Wina siya.
Oh, pardon me. Wina, all right. And here? Ria. There must be a volunteer note taker. A volunteer note taker who will take down the issue. Okay? I want you to elect a volunteer, or is there a volunteer? Can someone volunteer to write down what the issues are? So that the presenter can concentrate on. So, who's the note taker here? All right, good. Dito, who's the note taker? This group? All right. Who is the note taker here? Note taker? Okay, Sibel? All right. Sino note taker dito? All right. And who is the note taker here? Note taker? Hindi ba siya ang presenter? Siya rin ang note taker? Yeah, okay. Jonah. Leadership development is already an issue, so 9 others. Time. I want you, whether you are finished or not, because we need to go to the next step of the learning here, I want your discussion group leaders to present to the class the issues you have identified so far. Okay? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, it's okay. Angelo.
One of the issues.
Listen up.
Let's start, since we already have leadership development there,
right.
We'll go to the next organizational structure.
Org structure. What about it?
Because as the attendees or the churchgoers are expanding, of course, the organization or the leadership handling this growth should be able to.
Okay. Oh, ano pa?
A successful passing of the baton.
So, passing of the baton? The baton, all right. Next.
Birth. Health hazard, rapid growth, exceeding leadership.
Say that again.
Burnout.
Burnout or?
Health hazard.
Burnout, health. Health of the workers. Right? Okay, Angelo, ano pa?
Tendency to hold on to methods rather than principles.
Methods.
Versus principles.
Okay, ano ba?
Preaching perceived as shallow.
Shallow preaching?
Yes.
Okay. Ang shallow ba, double L?
Yes.
Shallow preaching, yes. Ano pa?
Loss of personal touch.
Okay. Loss of personal touch, yes?
Information exchange or communication.
Touch. Okay. Why don't we stop there for that group? Next group na lang. Yes. Eunice.
Okay. Number one is prayer.
Basically, ano, lack thereof?
Yeah.
Okay. Lack of prayer. Ano pa?
Second is building into third and fourth generation leaders.
Okay. Is that passing the baton? Same?
No. Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yes. All right. Oh, sige.
Third is finance, clamor for greater transparency.
Okay, financial transparency, financial. Transparency, ano pa?
How do I pronounce this? Elitist perception.
Ano? Elitist perception, okay? Elitist perception.
Yeah. Fifth, easy target and open to accusation.
Okay, Eunice. Let's stop there for your group. Okay, next group.
Our group, this
Jack.
We concluded that these are the things that's stopping us. It's one, social relevance, elitist mentality. Under that, sir, is lack of Taglish preachers. Taglish preachers.
Okay. Lack thereof, no?
Apo. Lack Taglish. Of Taglish preachers.
Right.
And then, yun nga, unclear job description from of pastor staff and volunteers. The example there, sir, is parang who's going to lead if kunyari nagkaroon ng reach ng outreach sa call center, tapos sino mag-lead nung ministry na yon or ang singles ministry, parang something like that.
Okay. Ano pa?
And then continuity of discipleship track, like from 4E's to I lead. Like kasi there's a lot of fallout from after the victory weekend, now what? Parang ganun. Parang continuity of discipleship track.
Discipleship track?
Track.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Sige. Track. Right.
Yung, and the last thing is yung parang right pastor sa wrong place. Parang ganun. Parang the pastor is so social for the place. Diba? You know?
Teka muna. Ibang group mo naman.
Okay, sure.
Next group. Oh, sige, ito.
Mention na lang yung wala pa dyan.
Oh, yung wala pa rito.
Sige. Information exchange.
Meaning lack of?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Monitoring and feedback.
Information exchange. All right. Ano pa?
Monitoring and feedback.
Monitoring and feedback.
Okay. I will just do it. Monitoring and feedback, right?
And rapid growth exceed.
Nandun na yon. Nandun na yon, leadership growth. Rapid growth exceeding number of leaders.
Feeling of disconnect.
Feeling of disconnect among the congregation or among workers and ano?
Among the congregation.
Disconnect. Okay, next group.
Sir Alex, the ones
Rhea.
That we have that are not there is not giving enough focus on processing issues.
Lack of focus on issue identification? Issue identification, ID. Identification. In other words, banat lang na banat.
And okay. Last is lack of facilities.
Lack of facilities. Okay. So, facilities. In other words, some churches are bursting in the seams. Facility. I'll just put facilities. Next group. Sino ba hindi nagsasalita? Not nagsalita na ba kayo lahat? Okay. Okay. Next round. Ano pang wala dito? Next round. Angelo. All of you. Next round. I'm gonna go one more round. Wala na? Okay, unity among?
Leaders.
Unity among leaders? Among leaders? Among leaders. Okay, next group.
I guess,
Lack of volunteers? Lack of volunteers of volunteers. Volunteers. Okay, next group. If any, ha, kung meron pang kulang. Sino next group? Bell. Bell, ano?
Unrealistic expectations from members.
Okay. Unrealistic, realistic expectations. Expectations from members. Next group. If any.
Huwag yun ang dagdagan. Dami ating issue.
Next group. Meron ba wala na?
According to him, career path management.
Career path. Lack of career path? O lagyan natin dito, career path. Career path. For workers? Ha? Huh? For workers. Okay. Career path for workers. Last group. Rhea, anything else not here? Okay. Yes. Yeah. Listen up, listen up. Mic.
Simultaneous orchestration for the pastor.
What does that mean?
That means I just see a picture of orchestra when the conductor conducts. As I think a good manager can do simultaneous orchestration.
So there's not enough of it, is what you're saying? There's not enough of it right now? So, coordination? Coordination? Orchestration?
Yeah. I mean, a good manager or leader should know to orchestrate in every aspect of department or, you know, when you, it's like, I just see a picture of the orchestra when they conduct, you know.
All right. Okay. Now, this is very typical. Okay? Typically, isang katerba yung issue. Okay, that's cut number one. What we're not going to do is, hopefully in 5 minutes, we're going to attack the 23 and bring them down to 5. I have a red ball pen. I'm going to encircle the hottest 5 to 8, if you want. 5 to 8, okay? Oh, number one. Duh, okay? I mean, kind of clear? Next. Yo.
Clarification. We're identifying issues in relation to our data, right? So not like generic issues of victory.
Oh, no. No, but no. The data is one, SWOT is another, but your heart is a third one. Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not limited to that.
No. All right. What God puts in your heart is an issue. Okay? Oh. Siguro leadership development. Very clear. Oh, unanimous. Next. Ano ba issue rito? Twelve, okay. So, itong 12, mas klaro?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we start with, oops. Ito, very clear ito. Okay. Oh. Information exchange. Ano yung sabihin ito? Lack of coordination within a church, among the churches, both? Mukhang hot issue, okay? Oh. Remember, ha? Nakatatlo na tayo.
Facilities.
Where is facilities? All right. Oh. Ano pa?
Wala ba yung isa sa prayer?
Yeah. Lack of prayer.
I don't think so.
Well, Eunice likes prayer. Let's put prayer. Okay. Ayan, generic naman niya, maski anong church. Elitist perception? Is this crucial?
Yes.
Yung sinasabi yung after the ano, what now? Gagal eh. Alright. So, hindi, ano ko na rin, tapos combine natin mamaya. Okay. Oh, ano pa? Oh, sige, extend ko, tawad. 8. What burdens you? When you do an issue, sabi nga ni Jael, okay, going beyond the data, what's burning inside of me? Pwede rin yun. Oh, yes, Ria.
The lack of focus on issue identification, so that they would know how to what to prioritize, because yeah, that results to hasten decision making.
Very good.
Etc.
Oh, let me try. Yeah, okay. Is this an issue or in only a few churches? Burnout.
I think it can be under burnout.
Okay. Methods versus principles. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but about 2 are magkamag-anak. One more. Yes, Jack.
Sir, for us, parang pastor's management, yung parang another issue siya na parang, di ba, you're empowered to preach, yung katulad po sinasabi niya, but he doesn't know how to handle his people. That's why may burnout, that's why parang...
Nandun na yan. You've got that. You've got leadership development. You've got burnout. You've got methods versus principles. You've got lack of focus identification. Yes, Anna.
Feeling of disconnect or communication.
That's kind of clear, huh? Feeling of disconnect. Asan nga ba yon? 16, right. Okay. Oh, one last. Okay, now. Here's what we do. I want you to take one, your group, to take one, okay? And I'm going to ask you to write an issue statement. And I'll give you a template here. So, I will give you 60 seconds to choose which issue. First come, first serve. Meet with your group, 60 seconds. Which issue do you want to tackle? Dapat familiar kayo at... Leadership development, sold. Ateka muna, ha? Oh, sold, group. Ano sa inyo? Oh, facilities is sold. Prayer is sold.
Discipleship track.
Lack of issue, sold. Discipleship track, nasa leadership development na. Ay, hindi bale. Sige. It's a slice of it. Okay, sold. Okay, now, here's what we do. Can you flash the, okay? Now, here is a true story. We did this same thing for campus missionaries. What the burning issue is, wala kaming job description. Eh, so, sabi ko sa kanila, magsara na kayo. So, sabi na, so, this is an issue, strategic issue statement. Title of the issue, Campus Missionaries Job Description. Yan ang title. You have to have 3 or 4 or 6 sentences to make the third party understand why is that an issue. Sabi niya, while there are areas of focus, a formal job description doesn't exist. It is clear that the CMs are unable to articulate purpose of their jobs. Blah, blah, blah. So, why is the issue an issue? So that a third party will say, kanya pala issue yan. Okay, now, that the agony is you only have 4 to 6 sentences. You cannot write a 300-page treatise. So you really have to, but pa issue yan? Okay. And then, anong objective? Eh? To develop a job description. Anong strategy? Blah, blah, blah. Okay? Questions? You have 10 minutes. Okay? I want I want a volunteer, a writer volunteer in each group. I will not ask you to elect someone who can write clearly and quickly. Should volunteer. Okay? Okay? Now, I want a group leader. Listen up. I want a group leader. The person who can make all of you talk. This person can qualify as a German torturer because he or she can make you talk. Okay? So, meron na? May volunteer na? Discussion group leader and note taker. Ready? Okay, go. 10 minutes. What's your issue? When you develop the background statement, the guideline is you state why it is an issue, and then you state if the issue is not resolved, what will happen? Okay? Para very clear, why it needs resolution. All right, time. Who wants to present first? Microphone. Bale, present what you have. Come on. It's part of the learning. Let's process. Come on, guys. Just present what you have. Okay? Present what you have. Okay. Listen up.
Okay, the issue for us is
inadequate
leadership development process. And the background is based on our data, the number of our victim group leaders does not have a healthy proportion to our church attendance. And if it continues to get Andre, goes on Andre, unaddressed, so we proceeded to our objective. Our objective is to upgrade on leadership development process, and our strategies would include, first, communicate that every member is a minister or a leader. Second is clarify and simplify the process. And third is over-communicate the process.
All right, thank you very much. Angelo and team, teka muna, ba't si Angelo uli ang na-elect sa inyo? Oh, I forgot to tell you, you cannot re-elect anyway. Next group. Eunice or Belle, who's gonna do it there? Oh, ladies first. Chai, come on, get your mic.
We chose the lack of prayer.
Right.
Okay. As a background,
Victory is the most unprayerful church on earth. No.
No. As a background, when we started as a small church, we had this emphasis to prayer and intercession.
Okay.
But with a fast pace and rapid growth, people are more concerned now in excellence, events, even discipleship, and how growth in numbers.
Nothing wrong with it, per se. Yeah. All right. Okay, continue.
So that's the background. The objective. As to develop a lifestyle of consistent, passionate, intercessory prayer.
Okay.
We find it really very important because.
Agree. Strategy.
Yeah. Strategies promote prayer triplets, especially within the congregants.
Just read what you have.
Hindi ko po mabasa masyado. And then, include prayer intercession in leadership development track. Diba, Jack?
Okay.
Thirdly, promote actively worship night schedules.
Okay. All right. Next, Jack. 60 seconds. Come on.
Our issue is discipleship track, and for background, our contention is the transition from members to small group leaders, and from attending Victory Weekend, there's no follow tree that which means that we need personal mentoring. Sorry, decipher. Yeah, I need a follow through. And member do not follow go through the classes. Leadership classes. Okay, so our objective is for members to develop stronger relational connection through personal mentoring and attending of leadership equipping classes. And our strategies is for our small group leaders to encourage members to attend classes and small group leaders to continue engaging and establishing relationship between members and themselves and making materials to assist in leadership development.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Buena.
Sa amin po yung issue is yung facility.
Facilities.
Lack of
right.
Facility or efficient facility.
Listen up.
There are 4 sub-issues. Yung finances, according to our finance officer here, the bulk of expenses of every church goes to the overhead of utilities and rent.
Okay.
So, and then second is yung comfort, yung accommodating the membership, parking problems. Third issue is accessibility of yung certain location ng facility. Then fourth is yung third party personnel. Then our objective is to provide improvements in those sub-issues. Then our strategies are for finances, focus on savings, on our utility bills, and good stewardship. So, pag hindi nasisira, mas less expenses. And then, dun sa comfort and accommodating, the accessibility needs improvement. So, on how to...
No explanation. Just read it. We can get to the other groups.
Okay. And then, yung parking problem is a Metro Manila-wide problem. So, I don't know how we can resolve that. And then, third-party personnel.
Bisikleta na lang.
Yung third-party personnel, malaki rin po yung expenses na in-incur nun sa every church, yung security and EGC, no? So, tapos then there are relationship issues within yung dalawang third-party, dalawang agencies na yun.
Right. Okay, good. Ria.
Okay, our issue is lack of focus on issue identification and prioritization. The background is, due to the high level of faith and positivity, there is a lack of avenue to draw out issues as well as prioritize them, leading to hasten decision-making or non-thorough resolutions of issues. When there is proper issue identification and prioritization, however, less resources are wasted and there is correct and timely resolution of issues. Objective, develop a process to facilitate issue identification and prioritization. So our strategy is number one, to revisit meeting structure across all churches. And number two, establish tools in meetings to correctly collect, categorize, and prioritize issues. Number three, develop action steps for issue resolution. And number four, establish monitoring and feedback process for issues.
Very good. Big hand for you guys. I'll take a minute to process it. 1 minute. How was that experience for you? Was it easy or hard?
Hard.
Did you agonize?
Yes.
You know, the first agony is issue identification. Okay. What should we do? Well, what are the issues? So issue identification. If you don't sweat that, the agony you went through is useless. Because you agonize on the wrong issue, you're wasting your time. So, what should we do? Well, what are the issues? So you agonize. This is the strategic agony, if you want. If you want to agonize on something that is worthwhile, agonize on the issue. Kanya, I like your issue. Okay? Na, oh nga, na napaka-fundamental doon. Our leaders may not be identifying the issues correctly because they simply don't pay attention to accuracy in issue identification. Okay? You agonize on the issues. You agonize on crumbling them down to the top 5 or 8. And then you agonize over developing an issue statement. When you develop an issue statement, the reason why I force you to write it is you're forced to think. See, thinking is one of the hardest jobs on earth. Okay? Thinking and writing is doubly hard. But when you force yourself to write, you're forcing yourself to think.